وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to our program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of a human being in the Holy Quran and how the Holy Quran addresses different dimensions and descriptions of mankind, humanity, and how we can take some reflections and perspectives, food for thought, from the verses and from the viewpoints that Quran presents for us about human being. In the previous and last episode, we were talking about the intellect and the word ulul albab. We said that one word through which Quran talks about intellect is lob, which means the seed. And we said that this word ulul albab has been repeated in the Holy Quran nearly 20 times, like 19 times. And in these verses, the Holy Quran, actually, there is one theme that is repeated, and that is Quran is functioning. Quran has benefit for those who uses their intellect. So, and the verses are, in this regard, there are several verses. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ وَلْيَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ وَذِكْرَ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. All of them, the sense of dhikr, remembrance, reminded. Who is reminded? Possessors of intellect. So, and we opened up a discussion that, well, everyone actually, almost virtually everyone believes that they are the ulul albab. They have intellect. They are, they use their reason. And so what's the criteria? What's the standard? What's the through which factor we can realize, we can check and see that if a person is truthful in this claim, and if a person has mistaken himself or has mistaken one faculty of his soul with another faculty, like for example, a person is following his desire and he calls that the intellect. So we should first locate the position of intellect and description of intellect in contrast to similar faculties of the soul to realize what actually is meant by intellect in the Holy Quran. And then we come back to these verses that say, okay, a person who does not have this will not take benefit from the message of religion. So I think we're going to have some episodes talking about this and then coming back to the verses that say that only possessors of intellect take benefit from the religion. Now, one of the things that has been contrasted with intellect in the verses of the Holy Quran and also in general in the teachings of Islamic hadith and also in the, especially in the school of thought of Shia, is hawa. There's this beautiful line from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, "Kam min aqlin asir tahta hawan amir." How many intellects are captive, have been captivated, have been taken as captive prisoners by what? By hawa. The hawa is the emir, the hawa is the commander, and the intellect is the slave. And this is a beautiful yet unfortunate situation, a beautiful analogy of an unfortunate situation. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue this discussion.
Ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the position of intellect, and we said we can only know what is meant by intellect in the Islamic heritage, Quran and Hadith, by knowing the opposites of intellect. And we said one of the opposites of intellect is Hawa. And Hawa could be translated to base and carnal desires. Now, as human beings, we have different desires. Some desires are actually long-term desires. Some are short-term desires. Generally, the short-term desires and the desires that are related to the lower level of the soul or animalistic level of the soul, because you know human soul has different levels. Let's not say lower and upper, okay, so that you don't say he's like judging even before the discussion. So we don't call it lower and upper, but we say some desires that we have, we share it with animals. Like sexual desire, the desire for food, desire for shelter, desire for, I don't know, even power, to have power over, dominance over others. So you see in animal life, animal kingdom, these desires also exist. But the desire for beauty, the sense of artistic appreciation, then this does not exist in the animal kingdom. Animal kingdom, in the animal world, it's not like, for example, if you decorate one, one bucket of a food for donkey, and you don't design another, and then he goes for the design one. No, he actually, the donkey or other animals, they just go for the one that is nearer to them, that is that seems greater to them. They judge things according to the size or according to the distance, not according to the beauty. But for human beings, no. From early years of the life of a human being, you realize that even little kids, they realize that this is beautiful and this is ugly, and they go for the beautiful thing. For example, the dish that they have, the plate of food that they put, that you put in front of them, if it is not designed, if it's not, doesn't look good, they don't eat it. But if you design the same thing, they like it. So it shows that they have a sense of artistic appreciation. And then people grow up and all sorts of arts and how people understand in different levels. So this is a desire that we share exclusively. Or the desire for eternity, or the desire, and then we have spiritual desires. We have ethical desires. So we are not talking about those desires. We are not talking about like desires that are exclusive for a human being. We are talking about desires that they call base desires, because we share it with animals as well. And the word for that in Arabic is hawa. Hawa, and especially when it is short-lived. When it is short-lived, meaning that once you achieve it, then after a while, it becomes meaningless. Something that until yesterday, it was the greatest thing in your life. You wanted to have it. And then once you have it, it's like it goes to nothingness. It goes to thin air. So this is called hawa. And we explain this because we need correct and accurate definition of the word. It has been contrasted with intellect in the Holy Quran and also in the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Inshallah, we go through some of these verses and some of these hadith in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد